Which is Zion. According to the Torah, the strongest form of evidence which there is are witnesses. And thus, in many areas of Torah law, two witnesses are required to ascertain that something occurred or that a particular fact is true. And the same applies for Kiddush HaChodesh. Then in order to declare the Rosh Chodesh, two witnesses are required to come to the Beis Din and state that they saw the Rosh Chodesh moon. Now, one of the halachas which applies to these two witnesses, just like in all other areas where two witnesses are required, are that they are invalid if they are kravim. If either the witnesses are related to each other, or if any of the witnesses are related to somebody who they are testifying about, so they would be an invalid witness. So, of course, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, they are not testifying about a particular person. However, if the two witnesses themselves are related to each other, then they would not be able to testify together with each other. However, Av uvanai shiroru es HaChodesh, a father and his son, who see the new Rosh Chodesh moon, that small part of the moon which is lit up, and has begun to grow larger again, because it's the beginning of the month, Yelchu, they should go to the Beis Din in order to testify that they saw the Rosh Chodesh moon, and this is even if it requires violating Shabbos. Oh, but surely we said that kravim, relatives, are invalid to testify together. So the Mishnah explains, Loishim mitztarfin zeim zeh. It's not that they would join together and testify together. Ela rather, why should they go? Shemi apostle echem mehen. That if one of them becomes invalid, if they find out that he is an invalid witness for a different reason, for example, he has violated certain averus, so then it's toif hasheni imacher. The second witness would join together with somebody else. If, let's say, somebody else arrived at Beis Din, but they saw the Rosh Chodesh moon by themselves, without anybody else. So two witnesses are needed to declare the Rosh Chodesh moon. So one of the relatives, one of the son or the father, or any other set pairs of relatives, they would join together with this other individual. So now you would have two witnesses who are not related, and they would testify that they saw the Rosh Chodesh moon. Now Rabbi Shimon argues, and Rabbi Shimon holds, that Kiddush HaChodesh is an exception to the rule that relatives are invalid witnesses. Rabbi Shimon says, Ov uvanoi v'chol akreivin, a father and his son, and all other pairs of relatives, k'sheir ne'edus HaChodesh, they are valid to give testimony about the Rosh Chodesh moon. And interestingly, Rabbi Shimon learns this from the Pasuk, where Hashem is talking to both Moshe and Aaron. It says that Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron lemer, Hashem told Moshe and Aaron, HaChodesh hazeh lachem, this month will be for you. And he goes on to command them about the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Now Rabbi Shimon learns from these words that Hashem was telling Moshe and Aaron that the Rosh Chodesh would be able to be declared by you two. That in a case where you two were to come as witnesses and say that you saw the Rosh Chodesh moon, that would be considered valid. Now Moshe and Aaron were brothers. And so says Rabbi Shimon, you see that Eidos HaChodesh, the testimony about the Rosh Chodesh moon, is valid with kravim. The Chachom argue, and they interpret the Pasuk not to mean that you two would work as witnesses together, but rather that the Beis Din, who would declare the Rosh Chodesh, they would need to be made up of people like you, Moshe and Aaron, who are great righteous people in Torah. On Rabbi Yossi said, Maisa b'Tuvia HaRofe, there was a story which once happened with Tuvia the doctor, Shiroa es HaChodesh b'Yerushalayim, that he saw the new Rosh Chodesh moon whilst he was in Yerushalayim. Hu uvnoi v'adam shuchrar. It was him and his son and his non-Jewish slave who he had freed. Those three people saw it together. And the halach is that a non-Jewish slave, upon being freed, converts and becomes a fully-fledged Jew. And so in general, he would be a valid witness. However, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, it might not be so simple, as the story now indicates. For Kiblu HaKoyanim Osev Es Benoi, the Beis Din made up of Koyanim accepted Tuvia HaRofe and his son, even though they were relatives, so that is like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. However, Ufoslus Avdoi, they invalidated his freed slave, because they held that in order to give testimony for Kiddush HaChodesh, one must be descended from Jewish ancestors. There are certain things for which one needs to have a line of Jewish ancestors, such as being a dayan, being a judge on a Beis Din. And according to the Beis Din of the Kohanim, this applies to Kiddush HaChodesh as well. Now in general, Kiddush HaChodesh and the Rosh Chodesh is declared only by the main Beis Din, the Sanhedrin. not the basin of Qayanim. So it's likely that they just sort of checked in the basin of the Qayanim about the validity of his son and his freed slave. And this is what they told Tuvia HaRofa, not necessarily that he actually went there in order to declare the Rosh Chodesh and to testify to them, but that this is what they told him is the halacha. However, Shabbat lifnei Beis Din, when they came and they arrived at the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, the major Beis Din, Kiblo Isaves Avdoi, they accepted him, Tuvia, and his slave, because they held that even though he does not have Jewish ancestors, he is still a valid witness. But Ufoslu es Benoi, they invalidated his son, because they held like the opinion of the Chachomim, of the Tanakama, that Kravim relatives are invalid witnesses, also when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh.